Sitting at a table in the sunshine, Tim's just walked up to pinch a piece of cheese. I think you deserve a piece of this cheese, Tim.
Yeah, very good. I always get a chance. I always take a chance.
So which one have we picked? We've got the three cheeses made. He's headed back off to the office now. There's three cheeses made here, but you pasteurise this milk, Lizzie. Is that right?
We do, yes. Yeah. So all the cheeses are made with pasteurised milk. We have three different cheeses that we produce here at Goodwood Home Farm. We have the Charlton. And as we've got on the board here, we've got three varying stages of maturity for this cheese. So we sell this as a mild, a mature, and an extra mature.
They're beautiful. I mean, we're sitting in the sunshine. Cheese doesn't get much nicer than this. I think we need a glass of wine, though.
It's quite early, though, Vanessa.
It is. It's about 10 o'clock in the morning.
A bit early, even for me, but never mind. If we can stretch this out till lunchtime, we'd probably have a glass of wine as well.
And what these two... Now, I have to say, what beautiful-looking cheese these two are. Tell me, what's the... Because okay, this has sort of got a rind
cheeses,
on it.
Cheeses on the board here. These are individual cheeses. We have the Malkin Blue... which is a blue veined soft cheese, which has got a smoky grey crust on. It's quite ugly, but sat next to the beautiful Levendown, this is the creamy mould ripened cheese with a beautiful, that's, you know, really snow white rind on it. The contrast between the two, I think, is you know.
It is quite a wonderful cut because they're the same sort of shape and size, exactly. And yet they sit as a pair, absolutely fabulous. I mean, there's a cheese board. Who would need anything else?
Yeah. And to see the three of them together, I think the contrast between the three, between the Charlton, you've got that beautiful sort of buttery yellow of the Charlton, the ugly grey crust of the Malcolm, and then the beautiful smooth white finish of the Leaven. As you know, to sat together the three of them on a cheese board, I think, you know, looks really good.
I could see in some ways why you would think it is ugly, but actually it's sort of weirdly kind of it's quite rustic, and it does look, I mean, it does look sort of like it sort of had a hard time of its life, but it did. I bet it tastes amazing. So we'll start with the Charlton Mild. The Charlton Mild is, I mean, it looks amazing. So how long is this? Do you know how long this is matured for?
Roughly around about the 6 month mark, but we're trying to get away from defining them by specific ages, because the cheeses are made at different times of year, the milk varies throughout the course of the year, so the way in which the cheese matures differs. So we actually define them by taste rather than by the exact, you know, specific months. So that'll be anything from, say, between the 3 to 6 months, depending on...
That's absolutely gorgeous. I'm just eating some... I mean, cut these up into little chunks. It's rich, creamy, nutty. It's got a nuttiness to it.
And even for a mild cheese, it still has a really good flavour to it. You know, it's definitely, you can taste the farmhouse cheese, can't you?
You definitely can. And as you say, for a mild cheese, I think that's incredibly tasty. Really, really delicious.
Lovely creamy texture to that as well.
So we'll go on to the mature, which is sort of the mid one of these.
Yeah, and again, anything really from sort of 8 to 12 months as a rough guide on that. Again, depending on how the cheese has matured. But you can taste, you know, that extra time in that, can't you?
You certainly can. Well, that's really got a... that is absolutely... In fact, I wish, if anyone was listening to this, I wish you could taste this right now. I think that's one of the nicest cheeses I've ever had. Really, seriously, it's delicious.
Brilliant. Yeah, it tastes lovely. Really, really good. But you can taste that it's made with...
It's got a depth to it and a sweetness to it. It's almost got a sweet finish to it, hasn't it? Like, sort of, there's a tang, but a sweetness. It's almost like you can sort of taste the flowers and the clover in there somehow.
And these, just to say that, you know, all of these cheeses, prior to us tasting them this morning, have been left out for a little bit of time, because as with all cheeses, they're best served
at room temperature,
so that you do get those flavours. If you take them straight from the fridge and eat them, you don't have that depth of flavour and texture.
You're right. So right, the extra mature.
This is 12 months and over. The batches that we've got going through of the extra at the moment are especially good.
I don't blame you for taking the biggest lump. It's It's got a slightly firmer texture to it than the mild.
Mm, and it does that thing.
Yeah, it has to draw down your cheeks, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So you can, but a lot of people really, really like that. I like all of these, actually, for differing reasons. But, yeah, I do like that.
Drawdown.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's got a depth to it. In fact, it's funny because having had all of them, it's almost like the milder has got an echo of the extra maturing that hasn't got that sort of, there's a sort of dryness. You know, like when you have a slow and it slightly dries your mouth, it's got that sort of to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're moving on now. What this beautiful, it's almost, it looks like, I have to say, it looks like a brie or a Camembert, sorry.
It's not dissimilar to a brie. It hasn't got the strong flavour of a Camembert. But have a piece to try as a nice oozy bit.
That looks fabulous. It's at the right temperature.
This is quite interesting. Something we've learnt whilst doing this is obviously it's important to try to sell the cheeses at their optimum state. And with the soft cheeses, what they're looking for is three different stages to it. So if you divide this into three, you've got the top, middle and bottom. Mm. So the top and bottom to be quite squidgy, but there to be a bit of a core through the middle there.
It's layers. It's absolutely beautiful.
This is a perfect point for us to try this morning.
There's only one word for that. And I've been meaning to use this word for ages, but I haven't found the right moment for it. And it's unctuous.
I knew you were going to say that. I love that word. I knew you were going to say that.
I think that word was invented for this cheese.
No, but it's really beautiful, but really buttery taste to that. You can taste it, can't you? You can taste the
cream.
Milk. You can taste the cream. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's still very, very mild, though. So, I mean, does this mature further or does it sort of stay at this level?
Taste-wise, it won't get stronger in taste than that. I think, by definition, if you left this out for a bit longer, that middle bit would ooze a bit more, and there might be a slight, strength of, more strength in the flavour then. But no, it's a mild tasting cheese.
And then this last one.
But then imagine if you were eating that with the extra mature and then some of the blue as a cheese board, you've got really good contrasts of flavours there.
So you've got whoever put this together clearly wanted their own cheese board.
Yeah, exactly. The concept, the original thought always was to be working towards to creating a good cheese board.
Oh, that is beautiful. Oh, look at the blue through there. It's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, considering it's sort of on the outside, it's really, as you sort of described, it's ugly. I think it's just sort of rustic and kind of mad looking. Inside, it looks like Gorgonzola. It's sort of slightly sort of those flecks of blue coming through. Let's have a little look here.
It's a good lot of blue.
Having a smell of that. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, we've cut a large chunk out of this. Mm.
I always try to cut a really large chunk of the Malcolm. It's delicious, absolutely delicious. And I have to say, I'm not actually a big blue cheese eater. I find it a bit too strong for my taste, but I love the... This is quite a mild...
It is a mild blue, isn't it? It's absolutely...
You still get it, but it's not too strong. So there's more general, general appeal.
That is outstanding. The rind's actually got a really glorious texture to it. It's got a sort of, it's still got that soft squidginess to it inside. And the blue really comes through. It sort of sings, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And this cheese, well, all of the cheeses are named after places on the estate. And Malcolm is the current residence of the Duke and Duchess of Richmond.
Oh, that's lovely. And so which one was developed first? In order? How did they come?
The Charlton was developed first. There's a longer time required to mature the Charlton cheese. It's much, much quicker to make the Levin and the Malcolm Blue than it is the Charlton. So these were, born first, if you like, and then the Levin down, and then the Malcolm Blue is the Malcolm is the last edition.
Lizzie, when people want to get a hold of this, I mean, I'm sort of hoping that some of the cheese sort of companies in London will take some of these and some of the places where you can get, where can we get hold of these? Because they're fantastic.
This is... like we said, actually having the Malkin Blue is a recent addition. We're working very hard. We've got two parts to the business here. Well, three, really. We've got the farm that produces all our wonderful product. We have the farm shop where we retail to general public. And we also have a wholesale department. So we supply into the venues across the Goodwood estate, to our own events here at Goodwood, and also to a number of other local businesses and London-based businesses as well. So we're very much trying to grow the wholesale side of the business at the moment. That's what my new role is entailing quite a large element of that. We're approaching lots of other local, we're gaining local business all the time. We've also got into a number of places in London. We're supplying our rosé veal into Fortnum and Mason's.
I love Fortnum and Mason's, they're fab. They're
interesting. They have tried some of the cheese, so that's, a consideration. Also, they took some of the Levin Downs before Christmas time.
That's brilliant. It's a proper working farm as well. We've got comings and goings with Land Rovers and what have you. And you're open 7 days a week, Lizzie. Do you feel like you work 7 days a week here?
No, not at all. We're open Monday through to Saturday from 9 until 6, and on a Sunday from 10 until 4. We've done it that way. We have a very loyal core customer base that visit us during the week. We have a big following. We sell raw milk, so we have a large following for that. We offer an organic veg box scheme. We work in conjunction with a local grower for that. We have all our wonderful estate meat, cheese. So we have a large following during the week. And then at weekends, it's more touristy, people that are visiting the estate, staying at the hotel, coming for the events. So it's busy.
Fantastic. Well, I think we should finish the rest of this cheese.
Lovely. Great.